Let's tell you what's happening in Ellensburg in the windswept shrub steppe of central Washington on Tuesday, August 15. Ellensburg may come close today to a record that's been on the books for nearly 100 years. The forecasted high of 107 degrees is just 3 degrees under the city's all-time record high of 110 degrees set on July 26, 1928, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The highest ever recorded temperature in August is 105 degrees. In response to the heat wave, the Ellensburg Public Library and Hal Holmes Community Center will serve as cooling centers from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day this week. Wednesday is the deadline to pre-register for Saturday's Junior Rodeo Parade in downtown Ellensburg. Registration is available on the Parks and Recreation section of the City of Ellensburg website. The parade lineup starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, and that's at the skate park. Interstate 90 at Snoqualmie Pass will close for an hour at 7 p.m. Wednesday to accommodate rock blasting. The road will close eastbound at milepost 64 and westbound at milepost 70. The work is part of widening I-90 in that location from 4 lanes to 6 lanes. The Jigsaw Puzzle Competition is set for 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Wednesday at Hal Holmes Community Center. There will be awards for best costumes, slowest puzzlers, and best dance moves. The final Ellensburg Night Market of the summer is from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday. The market features vendors set up on Pine Street between 3rd and 4th Avenues and is a way to support micro-businesses in the community. A party to kick off the Caldwell Building Restoration Project will be held at 6 p.m. Wednesday. The 134-year-old Caldwell Building houses the Kittitas County Historical Museum and upstairs apartments. The Historical Museum secured almost $800,000 in funding to start a multi-phase restoration project in September. The Kittitas County Health Network School Supply Giveaway event is from noon to 4 p.m. Wednesday. That's at the Seedling Center for Early Learning. The Northwest Harvest Mobile Food Truck will distribute food to families in need from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, and that's at the St. Andrew's Church. It's a drive-through service, and cars will need to enter near the community garden. No documentation is needed. The annual Kittitas County Junior Horse gets underway Thursday morning at Bloom Pavilion and continues through Sunday. The event is open to the public. The competition takes place in Bloom Pavilion and the Rodeo Arena. Wolfpack performs at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday at North Alder Street Park as part of the Free Live Music in the Park series. Wolfpack is a rockin' rhythm and blues band. You can get all this information, all the news, and all the events coming up over the next few days at our website, and that is at ebergradio.org. The deadline for entry to all Kittitas County Fair departments and indoor displays is 5 p.m. on Friday. More information is available on the Kittitas County Fair website. We talked a little bit about the website, the weather. Let me tell you exactly what's going on. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 107 degrees. Please be safe out there. The sunset will be at 8:13 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is still 71 degrees. The winds will be from 20 to 30 miles an hour in the evening. What's at the Fish Open Table lunch? Enchilada casserole, roasted corned bean salad, and pears. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clealum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal, that's from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. and that's at the Ellensburg Open Table. On the schedule for Ellensburg Community Radio today, Waiting for Toast with Natty G. He starts at 9 a.m. this morning, and you know, his show always goes well with coffee. And then at 6 p.m. On the Road, and that's Ben curating a playlist. He focuses on different genres, so you kind of never know what you're going to get, but it's always good. Thank you, Ben, for doing On the Road at 6 p.m. tonight. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm your host, John Morgan, and you are listening to Ellensburg Community Radio.